Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast. We are on season 2, episode 97. Last time we talked about adjusting plans. In today's episode 97, we are going to talk about limiting technology. So during the holidays, a lot of the time people, we love to be on it. There's so much to do, but limiting technology so that you challenge yourself to do some of the things that you're going to actually get better visiting in. One of my favorite things is during the time, make sure that you get some board games out, some things that you're actually visiting, so you're not all just sitting around a television, because sitting around a television can lead to very little actual social interaction sometimes, and then you're not getting the best out of it. So making sure that when you limit technology, you are getting more one-on-one time with people or groups or whatever you're wanting to achieve. I think it's one of the best things for people, because when you do this, you're actually going to get full visits. And one of my things that I have noticed is if you don't, people tend to go to technology. Even in any part of life, we look at our phone, we deal with that, we are on it so much, it's tracked, we spend so much time on it rather than sitting back thinking about it and then realizing that, you know what, we can actually get more done if we just sit back and we actually take advantage of non-technology, get visiting, get more social interactions rather than all of us staring at a screen. Staring at a screen is one of those things that after the holidays, you will realize that I wish I wouldn't have, but you can identify this now so that you can actually focus on time with people and enjoy it. One of my things that I have noticed over time is if you don't do this, younger people, especially in your family, will be on it way more. And they won't get as much of like actual enjoyment out of things. They'll come over, they'll visit, but they're on their phone, so you're not getting that visit and you're not getting take advantage of a short period of time around the holidays that you actually get to socialize and visit, because then life goes back to craziness. So try to identify and take advantage of this time and make the most of it with your family. Limiting it would really, really help you, because at the end of the day, waiting and worrying about stuff, it can always just identify. You can focus on the people that are in your life right now. And by doing that, we can eliminate our social medias. We can eliminate some of the stuff that's going to affect us during this time. Keeping our phone on silent or do not disturb is one of the biggest things I've done year round, but you can do this just around the holidays, depending on what you're doing. There's many options out there. So it's one of those things that I would pass along to everybody and say, try to get this done, because then you can make the most out of it. So limiting your technology is one of the best ways for you to make the most of it. And as holidays come and go, we need to be able to identify time when we are actually seeing people so that we can enjoy it, because if you are on your phone, you will not get those visits in like we touched on. Now the other thing about limiting it is you won't be distracted. Say for instance, even if you're doing board games or visiting, by things that are affecting you from work and all those things. So when you have people over, that stuff can wait, work can wait. You can put that on silent and they can identify it in times that you're not with people, or you can deal with that before or after the holiday season. I've noticed another thing, that when people are on their phones, there's less social, and we can't even actually understand what was being said, and we're not as present. So this will help you actually have better communication and visits with the people that are in your life. I have found that this will make a huge difference. You will actually then start identifying that, okay, you might even want to get together more often because you're having more fun, and make it in your schedule. The other thing is, holidays are a great time to catch up, but you could actually identify other areas where you can, throughout your life, see these people, as well as other times in your life that you could limit your technology. Weekends, when you're out of work, when you leave work, those type of things. Because if you're constantly on your phone, you're neglecting things that are happening. You're actually never turning off, and then your receptors and you aren't the same person. You're worn out, and it's a downward cycle where you're on it all the time. So that is one of the things that I would really challenge most people to do, is start looking at when and how often you are on your phone and how much you deal with on that thing. Identify this, remove that, and then just deal with it. While you're at work, things can wait till tomorrow. It's one of those challenges that not just affected, like I said, by the holidays, but year round, you can make a huge difference in your own life, and you can start seeing which areas that you've been worn out, and maybe you realize how much time you actually will have if you're not on your phone when you are outside of work and dealing with things. Because that is the one negative to having all of this technology nowadays, is we can be communicating with people all the time, where in the old days you had to see people or on the phone. Now with email and all of our social interactions, Facebook, social media, people can contact you whenever you want. So challenge today is ask yourself how you are going to make the most of face-to-face interactions during the season, and not just worry about technology. How are you going to make the most of it, see more people, and actually make the holidays, and then transfer this amazing new setting in your life and turn this into something that you can do year round. That is the biggest challenge going into it, is make sure that you can actually turn off your technologies when you are with people. So it's not just at the holidays, but when you're leaving work, all of this stuff, so that you actually get the most out of moments, so you are not waiting and staring at your phone. So as always, that is the challenge you want to look at. See how your life, the one question to yourself is how much time do you spend on it? Now identify that and see what you could benefit from not being on your phone outside of work hours, and spend more time with people face to face. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.